Radio. This is the class of Siama Avion. Today we're gonna do a broadcast about the continents. We'll start with Ahmed and Annabella, who will talk about the seven continents. We'll continue with Zainab and Najain, who will tell us some news around the school. Later, I will be joined by Alexa, who will present the rest of our friends. Hello, Ahmed and Annabella. What did you prepare for us today?
Hello. We prepared some facts about each continent. For example, did you know that Asia is the most populated continent in the world? Also, Africa is the second largest continent and has over 54 countries. North America has the world's longest mountain range.
South America is home to the Amazon rainforest. Antarctica is the coldest and driest and windiest continent. Europe is the second smallest continent and it has the longest river called Volga River. And finally, Australia is the smallest continent in the world and it's both a country and a continent.
Thank you, Ahmed and Annabella. Those were very interesting facts about the continent. We'll continue now with Zainab and Lujain. Who will talk about the school news? Hello, Zainab and Lujain. So what's happening in our school?
Hello. Today we're going to present our event at Lycée Français de Jeddah. First of all, there was a kermesse on Saturday, 31st January from 2 to 6 p.m. They were fun games from each class. They were people selling different things and they were dance shows and clowns and a magic show. It was amazing. Another exciting event at our school is the Coupe du Monde, which is still happening. Students from all classes were divided into teams with names as countries. For example, Belgium played Uruguay last week and Uruguay won. We are all very excited to know who will win the finals.
Now we are going to talk about the CMA Olympiad. It was on Thursday, 29 January from 10 till 12 a.m. Students from the three CMR classes were divided into different groups of countries and some parents were there to help. Switzerland won first place and at the end some prizes and certificates were distributed to everybody and we took photos. We also have the school logo contest. Lots of students sent their logos but the jury is going to choose the best. It will be made of 5 students, 5 parents, 5 teachers, 5 board members, 5 staff members, and 1 digital coordinator. The student who gets the first place wins 2,000 riyals, and the second and third places get 1,000 riyals. But the fourth and fifth places will have the chance to present their logos with the students who won first, second, and third.
Zainab, what a busy year. We go now to Sadi and Jian, who went around the school and asked students about the continents. Hello, Sadi and Jian.
Hello, Alexa.
Can you tell us more about your experience?
We asked random students about different countries and if they know what continents they are found.
Did they all guess correctly?
Not all of them. Let's listen to the recording together.
What continent is Greece?
I don't know.
Greece is in Europe. What is Serbia?
What?
What continent is Serbia?
I have no idea.
Serbia is in Europe. You guessed it in Germany.
In what continent is Mongolia?
It's in Asia.
Yes. In what continent is Gabon? In what continent is Ethiopia?
Yes, it's in Africa.
In what continent is Turkey? In what continent is Turkey?
Turkey is in Asia.
It's
between Asia and Europe.
Yes, very good. Between Asia and Europe. In what continent is Colombia?
In Africa.
In South America.
Thank you, Gian and Sadi. It was very fun to listen to the questions and answers. We move now to Mohammed, who interviewed Zinab about her talent in tennis. Hello, Mohammed and Zinab.
Hello, my name is Mohammed. I will ask Zinab a few questions about her hobby and talent in tennis. Hello, Zinab.
Hello, Mohammed.
Why did you choose a tennis as a sport?
I chose tennis because one day I told my mom I wanted to practice a sport, and she said, why not try tennis?
Do you think that tennis is fun?
Tennis is fun because to me there is an incredible silence in it.
Is tennis easy to learn or hard?
It's a bit hard. You have to practice a lot.
When did you start learning tennis?
I started practicing a year ago.
Where can we learn tennis?
We can learn in a club with coaches. I started learning at Bahamas, but now I change it to the racket space.
Thank you, Mohammed and Zinab. And for the last section, we have some fun jokes and riddle with Aiden and Elio. Hello, Aiden and Elio.
Hello, Alexa.
What did you prepare for us today?
Today, we have some fun riddles for you. I will start. What do you call a bee that's come from America?
I don't know what.
A USB.
Why did the tomato blush?
I don't know why.
Because it saw the salad dressing.
Oh, do you know carrots are good for your eyes?
I don't know.
You never see a rabbit wearing glasses.
Oh, that's smart. Now you will not guess this one. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
A toothless bear?
No, a gummy bear.
Okay, what's green with a K?
Is it a lettuce?
No, it's a zucchini who thinks it's a great tomato.
Thank you, Elio and Aiden. It was really fun. Finally, you will listen to the recording of the continent song that we learned in class. Thank you for listening.
The world is 7 continents, the 7 in all. And if you get the chance, we're gonna make a list from biggest to small. There are Asia, Africa, North and South America, Antarctica, Europe, and finally Australia, Asia, Africa, North and South America, Antarctica, Europe, and finally Australia.
Hey, my name is Asia, and more than half of the world lives here, but whatever. And I'm Africa, where there's a 4 miles, and my Nile is the longest river.
North America, style down in Panama, wide open spaces all the way to Canada.
And South America, with animal galore, where the forest grows, but the rain really pours.
Or Antarctica, and totally ice.
And I'm Europe, you're welcome. For the pasta, pizza, waffles, and fries.
I am Australia, some call me Oceania. I got a lot of islands, too many to explain to ya.
They are Asia, Africa, North and South America.